What would it take to drive you to murder? And how would you or your lawyers effectively offer a defense? Would it help if you were a pretty powerful guy and you could afford powerhouse attorneys? When does that not help? I'm Patty Steele. Murder and the First Successful Claim of Temporary Insanity. That's next on The Backstory. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, if we're being honest, we all have stuff in our lives that drive us crazy. Maybe it's a job, a difficult relationship, or love interest. Or honestly, it can just be the state of this crazy world we live in. For me, it's all three of those things at times. A lot of times it's not a big deal, but in the moment, it sure feels like it is, right? So how do you come to terms with those stressors and not let the negativity weigh you down? For me, therapy has always been a haven where I can open up, talk about what's eating at me, and trust that this person will be honest, understanding, and discreet. Therapy isn't just for folks who've had major trauma. It's for you and me, so we can be at peace and become the best version of ourselves. When I connected with a terrific therapist at BetterHelp, she asked some on-point questions, and I actually heard myself working through some of the issues I'd kept bottled up. What a relief. If you've considered therapy, I can't recommend BetterHelp enough. It's completely online, so it's convenient, flexible, fits your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a short questionnaire. You'll be matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no extra charge. Take it from me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/backstory today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/backstory.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with The Backstory. History and sex scandals actually go together way more than you'd think. I mean, there's something so seductive about an illicit interlude, especially when you come from a time and place where everybody is expected to totally behave themselves, right? Well, a perfect example is the story of Philip Barton Key II. You probably know his father better. He was Francis Scott Key, who, of course, was the guy who wrote the lyrics to the Star-Spangled Banner. But Philip Key was the victim in this case. So we have to start with the other key players. Daniel Sickles was an American general during the Civil War. Despite eventually making it to Major General by 1863, he was simply a political appointee from a prestigious family and had almost no military experience. At the Battle of Gettysburg, he disobeyed orders and moved his troops into a position that left them completely defenseless, and his unit was decimated. Sickles himself had a leg shot off by cannon fire. But despite disobeying orders and his incompetence, Daniel Sickles somehow got a Medal of Honor. But let's go back, long before the war. Daniel was a power player in Washington, a lawyer and a congressman from New York, and a socialite. A notorious womanizer, Daniel nevertheless fell helplessly in love with Teresa Bajoli. It was 1851. He was 32 years old. Teresa was just 15. They married the following year and had a baby girl 7 months later. So imagine you're married at 16, you have a baby at 17, and a husband who's twice your age, who's a very busy guy, both in politics and in his personal life. As she herself later explained, and these are her own words, "I did what is usual for a wicked woman to do." At the age of 21, Teresa took a lover. That lover was a close friend of her husband's, an attorney named Philip Barton Key II, again, the son of Francis Scott Key. In fact, he was a U.S. District Attorney. The couple would rendezvous at an empty house not far from Teresa's home, where she lived with her husband and daughter on Lafayette Square in Washington. Now, interestingly, extramarital affairs were really pretty common in the upper echelons of Washington society. But it seems Teresa's husband, Daniel, was a really jealous guy. Now, the thing is, when somebody's prone to messing around, they pretty often suspect everybody else is doing the same thing, including their own spouses. He'd often accused Teresa of having affairs, and she'd always been able to reassure him that she was faithful and devoted to him. But eventually, the truth came out. On the evening of February 24th, 1859, Daniel and Teresa are having a dinner party at their home. Afterward, they and their guests decide to head over to the Willard Hotel for a dance. A messenger approaches Daniel and hands him a sealed envelope, which he stuffed in his pocket without opening. Later that night, after they got home, he pulls the letter out and is shocked by what he reads. The anonymous writer tells him what was going on between Teresa and U.S. District Attorney Philip Key and gave him details of their trysts. The letter said Key would hang a string out of the window of the house, and that meant he was there and she could slip in because he'd left the door open. The letter ends with the lines, "With these few hints, I leave the rest to your imagination. Most respectfully, your friend, RPG." Well, Daniel had no idea who RPG was. At first, he thought the letter might be the work of a political rival. But then he realized that the dates given in the letter matched with his wife's frequent disappearances. He asked a friend to scope out the house and question neighbors, and it all added up. Daniel confronted his now 22-year-old wife, and she intently denied the story until she couldn't. She sobbed and shouted, "I am betrayed and lost," finally admitting she was having an affair with Key. Daniel forced her to write out her confession. In part, she said, "I met with Mr. Key many times in the house on 15th Street. I stayed for an hour or more each time. There is a bed in it in the second story to do what is usual for a wicked woman to do. It was an intimacy of an improper kind." Sickles was crazy with jealousy and anger, but he was convinced that Key had taken advantage of his very young wife, so he planned his revenge against Key, his friend. A few days later, on Sunday, February 27, 1859, Key, still totally unaware that Sickles knew about the affair, was in front of the Sickles house, waving his handkerchief and whistling to try to get Teresa's attention. That's what happened before cell phones. So Sickles came outside, and Key, thinking it would be a friendly greeting, put out his hand and said, "How are you?" But Sickles was furious, and he shouted, "You villain, you have dishonored my house, and you must die." He pulled out a pistol and fired it, missing Key by a long shot, who then tried to grab him by the coat. But Sickles fired again, and this time hit him. Key yelled out, "Don't murder me." He staggered away, but Sickles ran after him and fired twice at close range, killing him. The murder in broad daylight and the following trial was all anybody could talk about. The idea of male honor, female virtue, and the law all processed through the lens of insanity. Sickles turned himself in and hired a powerful legal team, which included Edwin Stanton, who just a year or two later went on to become President Lincoln's Secretary of War. Sickles told reporters, "Key had dishonored me, and we two could no longer live on the same planet." The trial began a little over a month after the murder. While other lawyers had used an insanity defense in the past, this was the first time anybody had pleaded not guilty due to temporary insanity. The New York Evening Post printed Teresa's confession verbatim, while the New York Times accused the Post of indecency, saying the confession was altogether too disgusting to be laid before our readers. The lawyers loved the upset, and the destruction of both Key's reputation and of Teresa's made their case easier. They said Sickles had been blind with rage and was driven temporarily insane. And it worked. The judge even told the jury to consider Sickles' state of mind when he shot Key. After deliberating for just 1 hour, they came back with a verdict of not guilty. But here's what shocked people the most. Daniel and Teresa Sickles reconciled. The public was furious that he would take back what they called a fallen woman. She actually never really recovered from the upset and died of tuberculosis in 1867 when she was just 31 years old. Daniel led a long life. Aside from being a general in the Civil War, he was a diplomat to Spain, where he married a young Spanish aristocrat. He served in Congress again, and he was made sheriff of New York County in 1890, among lots of other accomplishments. Daniel Sickles finally died in 1914 at the age of 94. His successful use of the temporary insanity plea changed the criminal judicial system in America. But here's the question. Was it fair? Hope you're enjoying the backstory with me, Patty Steele. Please subscribe. And if you have a story you'd like me to dig into and share, feel free to DM me on Facebook at Patty Steele or on Instagram at Real Patty Steele. I'm Patty Steele. The Backstory is a production of iHeartMedia, Premier Networks, the Elvis Duran Group, and Steel Trap Productions. Our producer is Doug Fraser. Our writer, Jake Kushner. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Feel free to reach out to me with comments and even story suggestions on Instagram at Real Patty Steele and on Facebook at Patty Steele. Thanks for listening to The Backstory with Patty Steele, the pieces of history you didn't know you needed to know. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.